This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. As you know, on January 1st, the state of Colorado became the first place in America where you could buy marijuana, recreational marijuana, legally. We, of course, have had several states for several years that have been selling it for medical purposes. You needed a, quote, prescription, unquote. But now you don't need anything. You can walk into one of the marijuana dispensaries in Colorado and walk out with, well, let's find out exactly what you can walk out with. Megan Schrader is a reporter at the Colorado Springs Gazette, and she's been covering the last few days of the legalized pot boom in Colorado. Megan, thanks for joining me here on America Weekend.
Thank you.
I understand that on day one, they sold something like $1 million worth of pot.
Yeah, they had lines out the door, and towards the end of the day, their mandatory closing time per state law were ushering people out that they didn't have time to serve because the demand was so much.
Wow. So explain to us how it works now. As I said, in the days when we were talking medical marijuana, you needed a prescription card, which wasn't all that hard to come by. What do you need now?
A valid ID that proves that you're over the age of 21, and most likely at most stores, cash, because they don't accept debit or credit cards. Some stores do, but most prefer cash.
Is that the choice of the store owners, or Visa and MasterCard said we're not going to be in the pot business?
My understanding is that it's very hard to get banking set up, that it's difficult to find people willing to handle these transactions when it's still illegal federally.
Okay. So do you have to be a Colorado resident, or could somebody who's flying into Denver on business make a stop and pick up a couple of joints?
The majority of the people I talked to on opening day were from out of state. People from Texas, Madison, Wisconsin, coming here specifically to partake in marijuana. But they're limited. They can only buy a quarter of an ounce, whereas a Colorado resident can buy up to an ounce at a time.
Uh-huh. Now, speaking of people from out of state, confirm this for me, because I heard this, but I don't know if it's true, that there are signs up at DIA, Denver International Airport, that tell people, you can't take pot out of the state.
It's a friendly reminder. If you take pot out of the state, you are likely violating laws in other states. And I think it was Wyoming also sent out a reminder, do not bring pot across state lines. That's still very illegal.
Yeah, I would think Wyoming, Utah, all the adjacent states, Kansas, would all, I don't know, are they setting up checkpoints just over the border? Probably not.
I don't think they're doing that yet, but we'll see. We'll see what comes of it. Some have envisioned amnesty drop boxes. Did you forget your pot? Leave it here as you cross the state line.
All right, and what's the law about where you can smoke?
It varies from municipality to municipality, but across the state, you can't smoke in public. People aren't allowed to walk down the street. They're not allowed to do it publicly. Generally, in the privacy of your own home is where you can partake in marijuana.
All right. So you have talked to some of these people who were in line and actually bought it. Were they buying the max every time?
The majority of the people I spoke to were maxing out, in part because they were afraid that the stores were going to run out quickly. I spoke to one individual who came here from Virginia, and he had plans to come back every day the entire week of his vacation and buy the maximum 1/8 of an ounce he could buy.
And then he's going to have a surprise when he meets the TSA people at the airport heading back home.
Or he could also just be a really heavy consumer. I'm not sure, but yes.
And what are the regulations on the stores themselves? Because I know something about how they were setting this thing up, and it took them a year since it was actually legalized by referendum there. What are the restrictions on the store owners and how they sell the pot?
They're really highly regulated. For starters, it's only the existing medical marijuana stores right now that were allowed to transfer to recreational pot. They have to sell marijuana in childproof bags. And any chemicals that go into the production of the product have to be disclosed, as well as the potency. These store owners have to go and get their product tested for potency and tell consumers what they're getting, how how much stimulant there is in this drug.
Okay, and the state is taking, I heard, like a 25% tax on this, which means on day one, Colorado made $250,000. Is that true?
That is true. Then it's a 10% sales tax, or sorry, a 15% sales tax and a 10% excise tax, and that money is all coming into Colorado coffers.
And what is the state going to do with it? Is it designated for education or something, like lottery funds?
Yes. So the first $40 million are going to be dedicated to a school construction fund for school infrastructure. And the remainder is obviously at first going to help offset the costs of enforcement. The state has hired a lot of people to go out and keep an eye on these pot shops and make sure they are following these strict rules and regulations.
All right. So take me inside, if you would, Megan. Take me inside one of these stores that sells marijuana. I walk through the door. What am I going to see?
You're going to walk through the door, and there will be a number of points of sales, cash registers lined up. You walk up to one of those cash registers, hand them your ID, and then, I followed a couple the other day as they were purchasing, begins the conversation of what you want. It's very involved. There's different strands of marijuana that can produce different kinds of highs, and in most cases, people were hitting their limit, buying exactly what they could, up to the maximum allowable by law.
So are there jars full of buds here and there and counters with displays of the different brands of, if there is such a thing, of marijuana?
And it's all behind the counter. It's almost like a pharmacy. And some stores have jars of the different types of marijuana. Some have them prepackaged in quarter-ounce packages, and they're hanging on the wall in little Ziploc baggies. It just depends from store to store. Stores have infused products, your pot brownies, for example.
Uh-huh.
And those are also behind the counter and also specifically labeled per dosage and potency.
And so the people behind the counter, like a pharmacist, would tell you, okay, well, this one has this effect and this one will give you this kind of high, et cetera?
Exactly, yes. I heard them talking about happy highs, creative highs, mellow highs, and much like a pharmacist, the individual behind the counter was trying to be as helpful as possible.
I know that when people were talking about legalizing pot, there were a lot of people saying, oh, this is going to cause problems on the roads, this is going to cause problems with people not caring about work, etc. The people that you've talked to in the first few days, are they aware of the possible backlash if they don't do things right? And I'm talking about not just the people buying pot, but specifically the pot sellers, the people who own these dispensaries.
Yes, they have an incredible vested interest to make sure that the rules are followed, that the federal government doesn't get concerned about violations, children getting their hands on marijuana, people driving while high. So they are somewhat self-enforcing these things, reminding people about the rules and trying to keep things in line. They've put a lot of money into their business, and they would hate to see it shut down by the federal government.
Is there a law enforcement officer or any kind of state regulator in the building when business is going on?
There is not. The Department of Revenue in Colorado is regulating the industry, and they do send in inspectors from time to time to make sure that the rules are being followed. And those inspectors were out on force, in force on opening day.
I've read that there are something like 400 of these shops across Colorado now, but I'm sure there are lots of other entrepreneurs who want to get into the business. How long will it take before that starts happening?
A little more than a year. They'll begin to start accepting applications from people who were not already in the industry, newcomers, if you will, to the marijuana field.
Megan, which breed of the pot did you like the most?
That's a good question. I did not partake.
Are you allowed to? Would the Colorado Springs Gazette allow you to put that on your expense account?
No. They would not be thrilled if I was caught on camera on opening day purchasing pot.
Last question for you. I understand that there are still laws on the books in Colorado that allow business owners to say to their employees, look, this may be legal in the state right now, but if we find out that you're smoking dope, even on your own time, we're going to fire you. Is that the case?
Absolutely. It's up to employers to set their standards for employees, and they can do random drug tests and screen their employees for pot use. And that's a risk some of the people I spoke with on opening day were willing to take with their employers. Either they knew their employers didn't care, or they were just betting on the odds that they were not going to get caught.
Very interesting. We'll follow this story with your help and keep an eye on how things progress over the course of this first year of legalized recreational marijuana in Colorado. Megan Schrader of the Colorado Springs Gazette, thanks so much for joining me here today.
Thank you.
I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.